League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, the next interview, newest signing for the Houston Dynamo. They've gotten a hard man at the center back position. Erik Svechenko has played for both FC Midtjylland in Denmark and, of course, at legendary Celtic in Scotland under Brendan Rodgers. Here's my interview with Erik. Well, Erik, thank you very much for joining us tonight here. A lot of fans in Houston very excited about your arrival. I just want to start with your time playing at Midtjylland. I know you had two spells there with Celtic in between, but give us a little insight to the size of the club of Midtjylland, the Danish Super League, and kind of let my listeners in on Danish football.
I'll try to sum it up as easily as I can. So FC Midtjylland is a fairly new club. It was founded in 1999, so it's around 20 years old. But within that 20 years, the club has achieved so many things, lots of trophies, three championships, two League Cup titles, and then you have, three spells of Europa League and one Champions League spell. So, and in the center of that, I have been in all of those major things. So, of course, I have been a part of Midtjylland, and Midtjylland have been a part of me for many years. It's one of the top two clubs in Denmark the last 6 or 7 years. So it's been FC Copenhagen and FC Midtjylland who has been battling for the championship. So in that regards, I come from a winning culture. I come from mostly knowing how to win and to advance. So of course I've been brought up in that mentality. But I've also been in the club when I was younger. Came in as an 18-year-old where it was tougher times where we didn't win as much and when there was a bit of a turbulence. But we have changed that over the course of many years. And at the moment now, Midtjylland is in the first kind of a big struggle where the team didn't qualify for the top six, which is, that's something that the club is not used to and something that is annoying. But sometimes football needs to be turned around before things can go again. So in that sense, a lot of experience, played over 325 games for Midtjylland, a goal-scoring centre-back, love to score a goal and set pieces or free kicks, so hopefully I can crack on and help the Dynamos too here.
Yeah, that jumped out in your resume and everything, 24 career goals, I think, if I'm correct here. That's a lot of goals for a centre-back. Are these via the air? Or are these direct offset pieces? How are you getting all these goals, Erik?
Mostly in the air with my headers, but I can score on left. I can score on right. When I was younger, came up to the academy. I was an offensive midfielder, and initially, when I was younger, like first played football, I was a striker. So I always say that the striker gene is still there. That's why. I love to score those goals, but mainly I need a clean sheet and defend. But on set pieces, I will be alert and be ready.
He's new Dynamo center back, Erik Svechenko. Did I pronounce that correctly, Erik? But you know what? Do all of us commentators a favor right now and pronounce your last name, which obviously is Ukrainian.
Yeah, it's Svechenko.
Svechenko.
Yeah, so it's right out of the highway. Svechenko.
Svechenko. So as we carry on here, it must have been tough to leave Midtjylland, right? I mean, with all this history, I mean, you were there as a young boy. I mean, it has to be pretty emotional, I would think.
It was, but on the contrary, I also left back in 2016 for my first big move to Celtic in Scotland, which was 2 years of really big success, where I first played my Champions League group stage and we had a season where I played, I think, 80%, 75% of the games where we were unbeaten for an entire season. So we, you call it like treble invincible. So he didn't even lose a game in three tournaments, which has only been done by Arsenal previous in 2004, I think. So that was, of course, a big experience. But that move, of course, helped me a lot. Then coming back to Denmark, staying there for almost 7 years with the success that we had. But I also had the urge to one day try to move abroad again and move on different arenas. And that's why it was always in the books that it might happen, because there had been offers previous, the last couple of transfer windows. But because we were doing really well at Mitra and the club had me as a captain, they didn't want to sell me, which was fine by me. And I was compensated really well. And we had some nicer success upon that missed transfer. But when this then came with Houston Dynamos, it was just a, it was the right moment and right timing for the club and for me. Of course, I would have left the club in a perfect state, but that's life sometimes, that you cannot always leave at that moment where they are winning and winning championships. But it was tough. But again, I had prepared in some way in my mind. I always wake up thinking as a player who's playing internationally. And now this opportunity came with the MLS, which is something different, something else. But it's a league that's growing. It's players who's coming here. I have a former teammate, Evander, who moved to Portland Timbers for a big, big amount of money for a transfer fee. So it's a place where you actually see players not just coming in their later years, but they also come in their early years. So that makes it much more competitive. And I like competitive.
Eric Svijachenko, and people are going to love hearing that word, that you like the competitive. I just want to take you back to Celtic before I take you into the Dynamo. So that's under Brendan Rodgers. That was a very important period for Celtic. What was it like playing under Brendan Rodgers? And I know for a fact, having a ton of friends that are big, big Celtic supporters, that you were a beloved figure there.
Yeah, but it was a really big experience for me. I connected with the club immediately from day one. I'm a character who wants to deliver my 100%. And I also believe if you deliver 100%, you'll get 10 times that amount back from the club and from the fans. And I did that. And also because we had the first 6 months was a bit more up and down with Ronnie Dela, who was also at New York, winning the MLS, I saw. But there was a bit more turbulence under that 6 months. And then Brendan Rodgers came in with a really Premier League kind of mindset, and it changed the club 360. And from there on, we just won and won and won and played really well and scored a lot of goals. And it was a big experience to be under Brendan Rodgers. But of course, it was also annoying that at some point, he chose differently. I had played a lot of games, but suddenly I was out of the squad without an explanation. So it's annoying, but that's football sometimes. And I was just really happy for my 2 years that I'll reflect upon as two important years in my career.
Eric, how tough is it for a footballer, you know, to all of a sudden just be out, but not really get some sort of an explanation? Because we hear this, it happens a lot. It's part of the profession. But take me into that a little bit, because, you know, the understanding part of it, sometimes you can't really put your finger on.
No, it's true. It's a difficult spot to be in as a footballer, but it's also a spot that you will eventually be at, even though you want it or not. Because sometimes you can get into an injury, and you know, teams that are playing at the highest level, they always have competitors around you. So if you're out for a certain amount of spell, as I was, then it can change quickly. And then there's another one to grab that chance, and that's just football. But of course, it's mentally and it's physically annoying that you cannot go out and just show your best qualities. But if you do your best, then you stick your nose into the dirt, so to say, and just do your best, then at one point it will change. And that's what, I'm 31 now and I've experienced a lot. So whenever I talk with my younger teammates, they just need to acknowledge the fact that the chance will get there. As long as you have a nice outgoing personality and you know you want to work hard, then at some point the coach will see that and say, listen, the chance is there, and then you have to grab the chance. So in football, the chance will be there. Sometimes it will take it away from you, but it will come again.
Eric, is it important that you don't dwell on maybe not getting that answer and just say, look, I'm not going to get the answer. Just move on. Is that basically what you're kind of saying right now?
Sometimes if you're proactive, you can always seek an answer if you want that. Sometimes you don't want an answer because you don't want people to be honest. But I think it's a balance. If you need an explanation, go and get the explanation. Sometimes you won't get it. Sometimes you will get the air cleared and you can move on. But again, from my point of view, of course, it was annoying back at Celtic, but then I moved back to Midtjylland and we also faced Celtic in the knockout phase of the Europa League and we progressed over two legs. So that was my kind of telling the Celtic fans that, listen, I'm still here, I'm still playing football and I just beat your asses. So it was a good experience that, and that closed a little bit my chapter at Celtic in a good way. For my perspective.
Yeah, it was open-ended up to that point, but then that kind of closed the Celtic chapter. Very interesting. Eric Svechenko, new Dynamo defender, really looking forward to seeing you play. Look, you talk right now like a competitor, like a captain, like a leader. We know that's part of the reason why you've been brought here. How do you integrate the leadership style that you have into this team in such a short amount of time? How long does it take? And you know, how do you get in a new locker room? And, you know, they want you to be a leader, but you just can't come in there. And, there's got to be kind of a way to kind of move through this new navigation period.
Of course it is. And from my perspective, I just need to adapt. And as a person, I'm really outgoing and, I like to lead by an example, so I always do my stuff 100%. I always take care of the younger boys and the veterans, as they call them out here. We have a good group where the level is really, really high. We have some language, different languages that is okay because I'm used to that for several dressing rooms. That's not the issue. It's about those small interactions between each other. It could be just a joke, it could be a comment on something, you know, that you have that interaction with different cultures within a day that makes that group even better. But at the moment, when I step into the dressing room, I sense there's a good atmosphere. People are happy. People are good boys. So that's always a good step to come into. And then it's just I'm a verbal guy when I play football. So my communication has to be on the highest level whenever we play. And within that, they will have to see me and then they will follow at one point. But now it's just about adapting and getting the full fitness that I need to adapt into the hot Houston weather, which will be even hotter at one point. And from there on, I'll just be myself because I know that's more than enough. And then hopefully we can win and go to the playoffs, which is an important key for this team.
I sense through your voice you love this game. You just love the playing of this game.
I do. I've played a lot of games, and each game is still very, very attractive and interesting. And also due to my experience, you see different things differently now in the age of 31 compared to when you were maybe 24 and moved to Glasgow. And that also helps me a lot to be at a place which is way different than it is in Europe. But I'd just like to see if I can grab things and bring them into my game. What do they do here that I haven't done so I can get those percentages? So at the end of it, I'll be the best version of myself. And if I'm the best version, then I can start giving inspiration for the next guy. And then we have these rings spreading around. And then that makes hopefully a success coming from within each person that helps each other. And then it's about, of course, also the winning aspect of the games. When you win games, it's just much better.
Eric Svechenko, 2016-2017, a part of the Celtic team that won the domestic treble under Brendan Rodgers. What type of center back when you were young were you modeling yourself after? Were there any specific guys that you looked at? Baresi, a Maldini? I don't know.
My father always used to tell, look at Franz Beckenbauer, but I wouldn't say I'm a Franz Beckenbauer at all type. I'm more of a Sergio Ramos kind of guy, I would say. I hate to compare players, but I like the way he is aggressive. He is forward thinking. He's outgoing personality. So in that sense, I think he's good. John Terry, another top center back, where you have the defending as your key element of the game. But through the years, I've also put on different elements of playing and diagonals and deep balls. And I also like to play football if it's necessary. But first and foremost, I want to win games. And it doesn't really matter how we win them at my point, because I know at the end, whenever you lift the trophy, no one cares about how you've done it, because you have the trophy. But of course, you have to have tactics in football. But my style would be aggressive, would be winning duels, would be locking down things by communicating, pointing directions. So I'll be, whenever I'm on the game, that's where I communicate the most. And hopefully I can do that as well here.
Eric Sviatchenko, how much do you just love marking out a great attacking player out of the game? It's just simply that.
That's something I'd love as well. The duels within the game as well. You have a striker you have to take care of. And that small mental game as well, where you need to find out his weak spots. Is he aggressive? Is he not aggressive? Do you need to go hard on him or not? And if you give him space, that happens within the game, but also prior to the game of analysis and things like that. So that's also a game that I love to win within the games. But I'm not a dirty player, so I do it on a regular basis. No trash talking for me.
Yeah, Danes are no. There's no dirty Dane players in the world anywhere. Of course not. We did see the generation gap here. I mentioned Maldini, and I mentioned Barese, and you mentioned Terry and Sergio Ramos. So I just showed my hand there, a little bit of a generation difference, but all good players nonetheless. So your initial thoughts on seeing your first Dynamo game here, the victory in the last game over New York City FC?
I was really, really happy to see the performance. Of course, the win was important. Go back-to-back, two clean sheets. We had an info that hadn't happened since 2014, back-to-back clean sheet with a win. So that was nice for the team to have that experience, to put that label on. But especially I like the offensive part, the midfielders were circulating, playing good touches, small touches. So there's football in this team, and the pressure as well, how they were going high on New York, which was something that I like. It's something that we need to do in this team, which I was told as well, we want to be thinking forward, going aggressive. But in general, it was a good experience to have that, seeing it from the stadium. And then I'll just see whenever I'm be ready to play, that what I can add to the team will be experience. And of course, will be the high level that I've played at in Europe has to come out here as well. Whenever I'm starting to get those physically adaptation as well.
Eric, of course, you know Hector Herrera played at Atletico Madrid, obviously with Mexico in World Cups. You've seen his delivery off set pieces. I got to think that there's a nice connection that could develop on set pieces between you and Hector.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned it. After the game against New York, we chatted a little bit the first time I met the boys. And he said that I've watched videos of you scoring headers, and he said I'll assist you. So I think the connection will be good, and if we could get some set piece goals as well, I just know how they can change games. And just for a fun fact, for instance, with Midtjylland back in 2018, I think 48 of the goals scored was on set pieces, and that's a lot. So it's just important for a team that wants to be good, that you have the set piece as a weapon, both defensively as a solid one, but offensively that you can score, and will mean a lot in the end that they can give you the 3 points.
Eric, last one before I let you go, and I didn't want to let you go without reminding people you've represented Denmark internationally. You could have represented the Ukraine. October 2015, you're playing at Parken Stadium. You take on France. You score against France in a 2-1 loss. I have to think you're disappointed with the loss, obviously, but to score an international goal against France is a pretty big deal.
It was. I was, of course, annoyed by the loss, but we were losing 2-0. I came on late in the game with 25 minutes left, and I remember the goal. I was firstly winning the ball, then going a little bit back to my position, and then the ball came again. I had the ball, played the right back, he played me back, and I took like a nice touch within the pitch, and I was just about outside the box looking for Nicholas Bendtner. As people maybe know, he wasn't ready for a cross, so I thought, I'll just shoot on goal. And then it just went directly to the corner. So people say it's a cross, and I can of course say that it was not a cross. It was a perfect finish into the top bin.
Of course you were going to goal. We know that. That nobody should question that. Eric, listen, welcome to Houston. Welcome to the Houston Dynamo. Thank you very much for coming on tonight. Really, really fun interview. And it's pretty obvious through this interview that you're a guy that's going to give heart and soul out there and just absolutely loves the competition in the game. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, that's Eric Sviatchenko, and he is the new Dynamo defender coming over from FC Midtjylland in Denmark.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.